And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel, and he said, Am I in God's stead, who hath withheld from thee the fruit of the womb? And Bilhah died, and Jobab the son of Zerah of Bozrah reigned in his stead. And Jobab died, and Husham of the land of Temani reigned in his stead. And Husham died, and Hadad the son of Bedad, who smote Midian in the field of Moab, reigned in his stead. And the name of his city was Abith. And Hadad died, and Semlah of Masrekah reigned in his stead. And Semlah died, and Saul of Rehoboth by the river reigned in his stead. And Saul died, and Baal-Hanan the son of Achbor reigned in his stead. And Baal-Hanan the son of Achbor died, and Hadar reigned in his stead. And the name of his city was Peu. And his wife's name was Mehetabel, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mezahab. And that son that is priest in his stead shall put them on 7 days when he cometh into the tabernacle of the congregation to minister in the holy place. And the priest of his sons that is anointed in his stead shall offer it. It is a statute forever unto the Lord. It shall be wholly burnt. And the priest whom he shall anoint, and whom he shall consecrate to minister in the priest's office in his father's stead, shall make the atonement, and shall put on the linen clothes, even the holy garments. And behold, ye are risen up in your father's stead, an increase of sinful men, to augment yet the fierce anger of the Lord toward Israel. The Horims also dwelt in Seir before time, but the children of Esau succeeded them when they had destroyed them from before them, and dwelt in their stead, as Israel did unto the land of his possession which the Lord gave unto them. A people great and many and tall as the Anakims, but the Lord destroyed them before them, and they succeeded them and dwelt in their stead, as he did to the children of Esau which dwelt in Seir, when he destroyed the Horims from before them. And they succeeded them, and dwelt in their stead even unto this day. And the Avims, which dwelt in Hazirim, even unto Azza, the Kaphtorims, which came forth out of Kaphtor, destroyed them, and dwelt in their stead. And the children of Israel took their journey from Beeroth, of the children of Jechon, to Moserah. There Aaron died, and there he was buried. And Eleazar his son ministered in the priest's office in his stead. And their children, whom he raised up in their stead, them Joshua circumcised, for they were uncircumcised, because they had not circumcised them by the way. And it came to pass after this, that the king of the children of Ammon died, and Hanan his son reigned in his stead. The Lord hath returned upon thee all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose stead thou hast reigned. And the Lord hath delivered the kingdom into the hand of Absalom thy son. And behold, thou art taken in thy mischief, because thou art a bloody man. Even as I swear unto thee by the Lord God of Israel, saying, Assuredly Solomon thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne in my stead, even so will I certainly do this day. Then he shall come up after him, that he may come and sit upon my throne, for he shall be king in my stead, and I have appointed him to be ruler over Israel and over Judah. And Solomon slept with his fathers, and was buried in the city of David his father. And Rehoboam his son reigned in his stead. And the days which Jeroboam reigned were 22 years, and he slept with his fathers. And Nadab his son reigned in his stead. And King Rehoboam made in their stead brazen shields, and committed them unto the hands of the chief of the guard, which kept the door of the king's house. And Rehoboam slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. And his mother's name was Naamah, an Ammonitess. And Abijam his son reigned in his stead. And Abijam slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. And Asa his son reigned in his stead. And Asa slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David his father. And Jehoshaphat his son reigned in his stead. Even in the 3rd year of Asa king of Judah did Baasha slay him, and reigned in his stead. So Baasha slept with his fathers, and was buried in Tirzah, and Elah his son reigned in his stead. And Zimri went in and smote him, and killed him, in the 27th year of Asa king of Judah, and reigned in his stead. So Omri slept with his fathers, and was buried in Samaria. And Ahab, his son, reigned in his stead. So Ahab slept with his fathers, and Ahaziah, his son, reigned in his stead. And Jehoshaphat slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, his father. And Jehoram, his son, reigned in his stead. So he died, according to the word of the Lord which Elijah had spoken. And Jehoram reigned in his stead in the second year of Jehoram the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, because he had no son. Then he took his eldest son that should have reigned in his stead, and offered him for a burnt offering upon the wall. And there was great indignation against Israel, and they departed from him, and returned to their own land. And it came to pass on the morrow that he took a thick cloth, and dipped it in water, and spread it on his face, so that he died. And Haziel reigned in his stead. And Joram slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. And Ahaziah his son reigned in his stead. And Jehu slept with his fathers, and they buried him in Samaria. And Jehoahaz his son reigned in his stead. For Josachar the son of Shimeath, and Jehozabad the son of Shomer his servant, smote him, and he died. And they buried him with his fathers in the city of David. And Amaziah his son reigned in his stead. And Jehoahaz slept with his fathers. And they buried him in Samaria, and Joash his son reigned in his stead. So Hazael king of Syria died, and Ben-Hadad his son reigned in his stead. And Jehoash slept with his fathers, and was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. And Jeroboam his son reigned in his stead. And Jeroboam slept with his fathers, even with the kings of Israel. And Zechariah his son reigned in his stead. So Azariah slept with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the city of David. And Jotham his son reigned in his stead. And Shallum the son of Jabesh conspired against him, and smote him before the people, and slew him, and reigned in his stead. For Menahem the son of Gadai went up from Tirzah, and came to Samaria, and smote Shallum the son of Jabesh in Samaria, and slew him, and reigned in his stead. And Menahem slept with his fathers, and Pekahiah his son reigned in his stead. And Hoshea the son of Elah made a conspiracy against Pekah the son of Remaliah, and smote him, and slew him, and reigned in his stead in the 20th year of Jotham the son of Uzziah. And Jotham slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David his father. And Ahaz his son reigned in his stead. And Ahaz slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. And Hezekiah his son reigned in his stead. And it came to pass, as he was worshipping in the house of Nisroch his god, that Adrammelech and Sharezer his son smote him with the sword. And they escaped into the land of Armenia. And Esarhaddon his son reigned in his stead. And Hezekiah slept with his fathers, and Manasseh his son reigned in his stead. And Manasseh slept with his fathers, and was buried in the garden of his own house, in the garden of Uzzah. And Ammon his son reigned in his stead. And the people of the land slew all them that had conspired against King Ammon. And the people of the land made Josiah his son king in his stead. And he was buried in his sepulchre in the garden of Uzzah. And Josiah his son reigned in his stead. And his servants carried him in a chariot dead from Megiddo, and brought him to Jerusalem, and buried him in his own sepulchre. And the people of the land took Jehoahaz, the son of Josiah, and anointed him, and made him king in his father's stead. So Jehoiakim slept with his fathers, and Jehoiachin his son reigned in his stead. And the king of Babylon made Mattaniah his father's brother king in his stead, and changed his name to Zedekiah. And when Bela was dead, Jobab, the son of Zerah of Bozrah, reigned in his stead. And when Jobab was dead, Husham of the land of the Temanites reigned in his stead. And when Husham was dead, Hadad, the son of Bedad, which smote Midian in the field of Moab, reigned in his stead, and the name of his city was Abath. And when Hadad was dead, Samla of Masrekah reigned in his stead. And when Samla was dead, Sheol of Rehoboth by the river reigned in his stead. And when Sheol was dead, Baal-Hanan, the son of Achbor, reigned in his stead. And when Baal-Hanan was dead, Hadad reigned in his stead. And the name of his city was Pei, and his wife's name was Mehetabel, and the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mezahab. pass after this that Nahash, the king of the children of Ammon, died, and his son reigned in his stead. And David said, I will. And he died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. And Solomon his son reigned in his stead. And Solomon said unto God, Thou hast showed great mercy unto David my father, and hast made me to reign in his stead. And Solomon slept with his fathers, and he was buried in the city of David his father. And Rehoboam his son reigned in his stead. And Rehoboam slept with his fathers, and was buried in the city of David. And Abijah his son reigned in his stead. So Abijah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. And Asa his son reigned in his stead. In his days the land was quiet 10 years. And Jehoshaphat his son reigned in his stead, and strengthened himself against Israel. Now Jehoshaphat slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. And Jehoram his son reigned in his stead. And the inhabitants of Jerusalem made Ahaziah his youngest son king in his stead. For the band of men that came with the Arabians to the camp had slain all the eldest. So Ahaziah the son of Jehoram king of Judah reigned. Now concerning his sons, and the greatness of the burdens laid upon him, and the repairing of the house of God, behold, they are written in the story of the book of the kings. And Amaziah his son reigned in his stead. So Uzziah slept with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the field of the burial, which belonged to the kings. For they said, He is a leper. And Jotham his son reigned in his stead. And Jotham slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. And Ahaz his son reigned in his stead. And Ahaz slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city, even in Jerusalem. But they brought him not into the sepulchres of the kings of Israel. And Hezekiah his son reigned in his stead. And Hezekiah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the chiefest of the sepulchres of the sons of David. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem did him honor at his death. And Manasseh his son reigned in his stead. So Manasseh slept with his fathers, and they buried him in his own house. And Ammon his son reigned in his stead. But the people of the land slew all them that had conspired against King Ammon. And the people of the land made Josiah his son king in his stead. Then the people of the land took Jehoahaz the son of Josiah, and made him king in his father's stead in Jerusalem. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoiakim and his abominations which he did, and that which was found in him, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. And Jehoiakim his son reigned in his stead. I also could speak as ye do, if your soul were in my soul's stead. I could heap up words against you, and shake mine head at you. Behold, I am according to thy wish in God's stead. I also am formed out of the clay. He shall break in pieces mighty men without number, and set others in their stead. The righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked cometh in his stead. I considered all the living which walk under the sun, with the second child that shall stand up in his stead. And it came to pass, as he was worshipping in the house of Nisroch his god, that Adrimelech and Sherezer his sons smote him with the sword. And they escaped into the land of Armenia. And Esarhaddon his son reigned in his stead. The Lord hath made thee priest in the stead of Jehoiada the priest, that ye should be officers in the house of the Lord, for every man that is mad and maketh himself a prophet, that thou shouldest put him in prison and in the stocks. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God, whom I would have retained with me, that in thy stead he might have ministered unto me in the bonds of the gospel,